So I heard from a few people. Thanks again for those who are staying in touch with WSJW, especially using email. I'm available at WSJW email, charlie@wsjw.com. I know you're reaching out to Dave at WSJW.com and Pat at WSJW.com. The governor issued the new order that came out to extend officially Michigan's stay-at-home until the end of April. And there's a couple of new twists to it. Although I got to say, some of it seemed to be the same. I'm reading news reports, and I know that we had news reports I listened to, where it talks about how Michigan residents will no longer be able to jump in the car or cross the street to visit friends and relatives inside the state. Now, first of all, I thought the last executive order was that we weren't supposed to visit friends, even across the street.
Right.
That, you know, we were supposed to. Mm-hmm. Now, the extension on this was is we can't visit friends and relatives inside the state, including going to the cottage up north.
We can't.
There are some limited exceptions, but you're not supposed to go to the cottage up north.
Right. You're supposed to stay in one location or the other if you have two homes.
Yeah, except for purposes such as caring for a relative, an elderly friend, a pet, visiting nursing homes, things like that. As the governor says, all public and private gatherings of any size are prohibited, but people can still leave the house for outdoor activities and recreational activities permitted as long as they're taking place outside of 6 feet from anybody else.
So long, yeah.
Which I thought was still the case from before.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What really had a few people, and it certainly made me scratch my head. So in state, we can't go to the cottage up north. However, people will still be able to travel to other residences outside the state. So, say perhaps I have a residence, Wisconsin,
mm-hmm.
northern Wisconsin. Perhaps I'd like to take the UP route to visit. That's allowed. I can drive up I-75, cross the bridge, and go west on 2 and eventually find my way into Wisconsin to visit my residence there. But I can't stop off in Sheboygan to visit my cottage there. Because if I stop there, I'm violating state rules. However, according to this, I can travel to other residences outside the state.
Well, just like so many other things, there's a lot of gray area. And there were a lot of people, especially with certain kinds of businesses, were hoping that there would be some easing or clarification coming down. But it appears that she and her staff are maintaining pretty much the same rigid position on those businesses.
And, well, in fact, I've now told some of those businesses, and this gets into the other one that a lot of people are, we've talked about this. And by the way, you know, whether it's this governor, governors in the 49 other states, whether it's the president, pardon my language for using the cliche, but talk about the damned if you do and damned if you don't situation. Because if some of these things didn't take place and we had a mass situation already more than it is, the leaders are going to get blamed.
Well, no matter what they do, the governor of California sent 500 ventilators back to the national stockpile because he felt that they weren't needed in California. He's catching a lot of flack over that.
And it turns out that it does not ever get as worse as it was. People are going to say, well, you went overboard. Although then the other side will say, yeah, but if we didn't go overboard, it would have got more worse than it was. So I understand all those conversations. But yeah, so the new executive order does still allow, you know, grocery stores and other big box retailers to stay open, but they're having to shut down what's described as non-essential areas of the store, including sections dedicated to carpeting, flooring, furniture, garden centers, and that's the big one.
Yeah, that's the key. I mean, so you can't plant your own food.
No. You can't plant your garden.
You can't get plants to plant your own, grow your own food.
Which is a head-scratcher, and I know that we've heard from a lot of our local nurseries and landscapers and such, because, again, people who can't take care of their own lawns, what's going to happen? I mean, grass is starting to grow. Some people have already seen out who have better lawns than I do, who already have mowed.
You can cut your grass. You just can't go buy fertilizer,
well,
things
true,
like that, or pesticides.
What
or
if you're
like
a person that can't cut your grass and you have a lawn service? Is your grass going to...
Then you're in trouble, yeah.
And, you know, I'd like to... I haven't purchased my crabgrass preventer yet, and apparently I can't.
No.
Now, as much as I don't really take care of my lawn, I really don't want it overrun by crabgrass. I at least apply that, and grub control is necessary, too. Apparently, I can't do that.
That's the way it looks at this point.
That makes no sense at all. Why? Why shut down the non-essentials as they're described in these stores? Why not allow these stores that specialize in these essential services to open?
Mm-hmm.
Because they could do the same thing that grocery stores and other big box stores are doing. They could make sure that their employees are maintaining the 6-foot spacing, are wearing masks, whatever.
Well, I think that's one new requirement in this. Stores are required to not have more than 4 people per 1,000 square feet. In other words, to take square footage of your store, you can determine that by how many people that you're allowed to have in your building at any one time.
And I know the other side is going to say, yeah, but then if you allow these stores and get more people out and the potential for more people to pass along the virus because now other people are in public when they shouldn't be, yeah. Well, guess what? This comes down to the fine line of determining, again, the essential, what's essential and what's not. But the garden centers and the planting, that I've talked about this a couple of times. Yard waste sites are cut down. I've now got a yard full of an apple tree that I had been in the process of cutting down.
Mm-hmm.
Now that tree's got to sit. I can't do anything to dispose of it. I can't even go and get lawn bags now to even clip it up myself and put it in bags to set it aside. So now what's the potential I have? That I could lose part of my yard because of all the limbs sitting there and killing grass, or little small critters. They're going to find a nice pile of brush and twigs and such. They'll make a nice home underneath there. Mm-hmm. I don't want that either.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I'm hearing these stories from a lot of people. I'm personalizing it. But I was in the store yesterday, and whether it was essential or not, because we're doing more outdoor activities, although I've always been a bike rider, along with the rest of my family, my son and my wife like to do that, and with his friends, I needed a new bike pump. Could I now get one? Would that be essential? Or would that section of the store be shut down?
Another gray area.
It is,
I guess. You're allowed to get out and do recreation and exercise, but you can't get what you need to maintain your,
I just thought there was a head scratcher, especially again there are other examples. Who's to say when it comes to carpeting and flooring that's not essential? What happens if, God forbid, you have an accident in your home where you have to rip up carpeting because maybe you got a pet that does something, but I don't know.
Well, I guess you load your bike in the back of your truck and take it over to Bell Tire, where they have free air outside, and pump up the tires.
And again, it's from the president on down to the governors to leaders of county commissioners and mayors and things. It's what do you do?
Well, look at northern Michigan, where there are areas where they have few, if any, cases at all, no deaths.
Mm-hmm.
And in those areas, just imagine a lot of those people up there are self-employed or service-oriented. And they can't get out and do things either, And I see a house on Michigan Avenue that someone started. There's a house sitting there. You can't tell me that the guy who needs to be leveling the dirt outside and someone inside doing drywall and someone else doing something else, they're nowhere near one another, that a job like that couldn't go on.
It's those are the questions being asked.
Yeah.
And it's part of the conversation. And, thankfully we can ask these questions. And you can disagree, you can agree. And some leaders do, some leaders don't. That's all part of the conversation. But in the end, decisions are made, and then you have to abide by. Real quick, too, just a couple of tie-ins to that. I don't understand the city of Saginaw, Mayor Floyd Clark, issuing the proclamation for the city of Saginaw. Because basically what he issued as far as the city, except I guess they're not supposed to be out between 9 p.m. and 6 a.m., isn't it basically what the governor has already said?
Well, except there's one issue that they've been having in the city.
What is that issue?
Widely known with the warmer weather we were having. They were having some problems with young people congregating and causing problems at night.
Okay, you see, now thank you for clarifying.
That's why that came down.
All right. See, I knew there had to be an answer. On the other hand, I do support you, Mr. Mayor. And we've talked about this before. Boy, that animal control vote, 6-5, still creating controversy.
Oh, yeah.
And
well, it's done now.
I'm still scratching my head over that one when it comes to some of the comments in my hearing. When it gets to talking about saving millions of dollars, I'd still like to hear that, because I know there's talk about both sides agreeing and disagreeing that could be true or not. But one of the commissioners who talked about the availability of having dogs adopted would be better off served in Cotchville Township.
His point was that people in the city sometimes abandon their animals and they run loose and then they turn around and go and adopt another animal. So the thought, I don't know what the rationale is there. If people are going to adopt animals, they're going to adopt animals no matter where the place is. I mean,
Well, as much as it garnered a lot of attention from just residents themselves, it garnered a lot of attention between the commissioners because it was a 6-5 vote. So.
Right, it was close. I haven't looked at the areas they represent. I would suspect that comes down to city versus county, the commissioners, where they're based.
It could. Well, 6:55. There's stuff going on. And we appreciate the fact that it goes on, that we can have the information coming to you. And between our conversations and the news and other information that you pay attention to and leaders you talk to and listen to, you can form decisions and opinions. Because ultimately, especially for me, you will always know listeners more than I ever do.